It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn how farms are meeting the forest to create more sustainable agriculture.
First, there's been a flurry of activity and news surrounding the ongoing investigations into whether Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The chairman of the House committee that's investigating has been accused of getting intelligence info from the White House staffers, then sharing that info with the president.
Meanwhile, the Senate has begun its own investigation, and former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has said that he'll testify before Congress if he's given immunity from prosecution.
Karen Demirjian joins us now. She covers defense and foreign policy for the Washington Post. She was previously a correspondent based in the Post Bureau in Moscow. Karen, welcome to Central Time.
Good to be with you.
Well, so much is going on in this ongoing story of Russia investigations. Right now, before we get into some of the most recent events, what are you watching for next?
Well, the most intriguing development is that we've heard this offer that has been made to congressional investigators, at least on the Senate side, from the lawyers of the former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, in exchange for immunity. And we've seen the president tweeting about that this morning as well. That certainly is raising all kinds of questions about what is it that he wants to talk about. Is he wanting the immunity because there is something much bigger there? Maybe he's going to divulge some sort of, you know, smoking gun that would implicate him as well? Or is it, as the president alleges, that, you know, they just don't trust the investigations to proceed as a not, quote, witch hunt, which is what the administration has been using to describe these investigations on and off. That is the latest development, and that is the most mysterious and unanswered one right now. We're also at the same time trying to iron out exactly what led to the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, and how he procured this information about from a source that indicated to him that the president's name potentially, or maybe his surrogate's name, revealed on these surveillance reports were focused on foreign targets. We reported this morning that there were three White House officials involved in getting him those documents. So this raises questions of whether there is coordination between the White House and the committees that are supposed to be investigating the White House and potential links to Russian officials. So it's like with every passing day and sometimes with every passing half day, there is an added element of intrigue or mystery or suspicion or connections that seem suspect. And each time we get one of those, we still are in the process of trying to unpack and see if these dots actually in a concrete way that reveals something's going on.
Let's dig into those a little bit more. Now, Michael Flynn, of course, there's talk that he's looking for immunity. Some legal experts have pointed out that doesn't necessarily mean, when you ask for immunity, that doesn't mean you've committed a crime. But then media outlets have been going back to some Michael Flynn quotes from 2016. Here's one where he's talking about the Hillary Clinton campaign and requests for immunity there.
The very last thing that John Podesta just said is no individual too big to jail. That should include people like Hillary Clinton. I mean, five people around her have been given immunity, to include her former chief of staff. When you are given immunity, that means that you've probably committed a crime.
A bit awkward now that he's looking for immunity, him saying, when you ask for immunity, you've probably committed a crime. Is that how people in Washington are reading this now?
Indeed. I mean, there's certainly, you know, if you've said that yourself and that is your governing philosophy, then you need to know that if you haven't committed a crime and you ask for immunity, you're probably sticking your foot very far into your mouth. But, there is certainly a lot of suspicion swirling around Washington about does he have something that would implicate himself, that would potentially lead to him being criminally prosecuted even. Is that why he's seeking this immunity? Of course, the administration, no, but at this point, he has not testified. I don't actually believe that his offer to test exchange for immunity has been accepted. So it is certainly raising a whole bunch of questions, as I said, about what does he know? What does he know about others, including himself? What is he going to say? What does he want to say? Or is this just a way of basically of confusing the process even more?
We're talking to Karen Demirjian from The Washington Post, looking at the ongoing story, a lot of different elements here in the investigation into Russian interference in the American election, what's going on with Michael Flynn, House and Senate investigations. And Karen, let's turn to the House now. And you mentioned earlier Devin Nunes and that he'd apparently gotten this information from, you said, three White House staffers. Who in the White House was giving him this information?
Well, what we have reported is that there was one of the, I believe it was a top lawyer for the National Security Council, was involved in the passage of this information onto Nunes. And so were two other officials that are involved with the White House national security apparatus, one of whom had ties to Nunes from before, and another one of whom whose name may have come up if you've seen earlier in the press, because there was a little bit of a arm wrestling match between H.R. McMaster, the current national security advisor, and the administration when he came in about what role this person would play. So those are three people who are, you know, pretty serious figures in the White House that have been that has now been reported as having been involved in this whole process. And then the question is, you know, okay, so does that mean that there has been coordination? Is this just happened to be, you know, coincidence that that's what happened? Or is there something to hide here? And the fact that we seem to be figuring out the information about how these documents were transferred to Nunes bit by bit by bit by bit. First, it was just a source he wouldn't identify. Then he said he went to the White House grounds. Now we have reports saying that there are actually White House officials that were involved in this. And, of course, his office is not – well, his office did tell us publicly about the trip to the White House grounds, but they have not been saying, oh, well, okay, that's all correct at every step of the way. And so, you know, at this point, do we have the whole story, or does it go beyond that? Is there some? Is this just a one-off that it happened this way, or is this evidence of some sort of greater coordination between the White House and the head of the Intelligence Committee? And that question is one that Democrats are asking very, very, very loudly. But it is important to establish that even if there is, you know, a political relationship, Nunes served on Trump's transition team, that there is not a relationship of collaboration there, because you do have the House Intelligence Committee committed to investigate. Part of what they've said they are looking into is any ties between the presidential campaigns and the Kremlin officials, and that includes the sitting president and his team and his campaign team. So that is a potentially troubling thing if he's talking to them before he's talking to his committee. Now, the one distinguishing element in that may be that Nunes has said this has nothing to do with Russia. He said that from the first day when he talked about these documents. Okay, well, if it has nothing to do with Russia and it's completely separate and apart from the procedure of the Russia investigation, then it still begs the question of why this was brought up at this time in such a public forum, and why there isn't more of either transparency about what happened and how he came by these documents, or just direct alerting going on. Why did the officials from the White House come to Nunes first before they then went to the president? It doesn't have to happen that way.
Are people taking the House investigation seriously anymore, or are there a lot of questions being raised about whether this is a valid investigation?
Well, it depends on which party you're in. I think that Republicans in the House are certainly, you know, rallying around the chairman and saying they did everything right here, but you have not all Republicans doing that. You've got one or two House Republicans that have said, you know what, at this point the Senate has to at least take the lead because it's such a mess. In the Senate, you have, you know, other people looking at Nunes and Republicans saying, okay, that's not confidence-inspiring, or John McCain saying we're going to need a select committee or an independent commission because Congress can't be trusted to do this on its own. And you have other Republicans just, you know, when I'd ask them, what do you think, just be like, I'm not touching that, no. So, I think there is a lot. There's certainly been a very, very stark difference between what happened in the last week or two in the House versus in the Senate's Intelligence Committee. You have in the House open sniping, accusations of collusion, all kinds of signs of a massive cataclysmic, potentially fatal breakdown for this Russia investigation on the House side. Whereas on the Senate side, you have the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee putting his arm around the top Republican and saying, I trust this guy. We're going to work together with our committee members. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Rah, rah. We're in this in the good old-fashioned bipartisan fight.
Let's give a listen to Senator Richard Burr, North Carolina Republican, his opening remarks in this committee investigation. I don't know if anybody has an arm around him at this point. Let's give a listen.
The Vice Chairman and I realize that if we politicize this process, our efforts will likely fail. The public deserves to hear the truth about possible Russian involvement in our elections, how they came to be involved, how we may have failed to prevent that involvement, what actions were taken in response, if any, and what we plan to do to ensure the integrity of future free elections at the heart of our democracy.
And are people viewing this Senate investigation, Karan, with more confidence than the House side?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have people on both sides of the aisle speaking highly about the leaders on the other side of the aisle, and you really do have a lot of faith in the process. And I think that many people have asked me over the last week, now that all of this has been happening, to discredit the House Intelligence Committee's impartiality in this investigation, do you think that there will actually be, a special committee or an independent commission? And I've been saying, probably not, both because Republicans in the House are still backing Nunes and its chairmanship and its ability to run this investigation, and because doing so would probably take the ball out of the Senate Intelligence Committee's hands, and they haven't done anything yet to deserve being, chastised in that regard or elbowed aside, really, because people do trust their conducting this process in the right way. They are launching in on a series of interviews starting next week that will focus on people that they, 20 people, they haven't scheduled absolutely every last one of them, but they believe they're about to, 20 different people that they've requested to interview, most of them people that were behind that intelligence community assessment that came out at the beginning of the year that found that Russia did in fact intervene in the election with the goal of helping Trump's candidacy. They have also said that they will be probably talking to people who have volunteered themselves. And as we know, we're now, I think, up to 5 Trump team officials, if we include Flynn. And then there's Jared Kushner, Carter Page, Paul Manafort, and Roger Stone have all offered to be interviewed in different ways by the Senate Intelligence Committee. Also, I would say, though, that partly one of the reasons that no one has had cause potentially to start pointing and accusing finger at either side of the aisle and accusing them of playing politics is that they've done a lot of this behind closed doors. The House has done a lot more of it out in the open. All of these proceedings in the House Intelligence Committee really started to fall apart just a few days or a few hours, really, because I believe it was the next night that Nunes went to the White House to meet this source. But there was an open hearing the Monday before this past Monday, where they interviewed the FBI director and the NSA director, and you could hear in the questions that each side was trying to drive home a political point, and it didn't go as well for the Republicans as they had expected it would. And the next day, this trip to the White House happened, and the morning after that is when Nunes briefed the press and the president for his fellow members of the committee on these reports, these surveillance reports, and ever since then, things have just unraveled progressively. The Senate hasn't had to negotiate that sort of divide because the only public hearings that they've done in the last 2 months are yesterday's, which was not with intelligence community officials. It was with subject matter, cybersecurity, Russian influence peddling experts who aren't digging into this stuff in the intelligence community and thus don't have the secrets of whether or not there was collaboration between Trump team members and Russian officials. Eventually, if this starts to build up to a point where there is stuff there that their witnesses tell them, they have promised to hold some of those meetings, some of those hearings in public. But at this point, at this early stage, part of why they haven't really run around is that they haven't been playing it for the cameras as much as the House has been.
We'll leave it there for now until the next plot twist. Karan, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be with you.
Karan Demirjian covers defense and foreign policy for The Washington Post. She was previously a correspondent based in the Post Bureau in Moscow. She joined us for a look at the latest developments in the ongoing investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. 2016 election.